radio is changing. Did you know that a fifth of radio listening is now from a smart speaker? Cambridge 105 Radio is changing too. From Saturday the 7th of December, we'll have a new name, Cambridge Radio. We'll still be available on digital radio, online, smart speakers, and of course 105 FM, but with a new name, Cambridge Radio.
Live from the Gwydir Street Studios, Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover on Cambridge 105 Radio.
We are going to be talking about the CHS group now, and in particular their Christmas shoebox appeal, which I guess is now underway. And our good friend Claudia McKenzie is in to tell us about it. She works with CHS. Hello.
Good morning, Julian. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Thank you for coming in. And you brought a shoebox with you
as well.
Which is good, which we might have a rifle through in a moment to see what we can find. But tell me first of all, about CHS Group and what they do.
So CHS is a housing association, and a large part of what we do is providing support to various groups like young people, young parents, homeless women, and also adults with learning disabilities and the autistic spectrum.
Yeah, I guess people who they can probably just about manage on their own, but they need that little bit of extra help to run things from day to day.
Yeah, and there's people that have been homeless or fleeing domestic abuse, or just need to come and learn independent living skills.
Mm. Now, it is very tricky. I still haven't got the hang of the living thing, really. Look, tell me a little bit more about the appeal, and how long has it been going for now?
So it's been going since 2018. And every year it gets bigger and bigger. So first time we did it, we got about 120 shoeboxes. Last year we got over 500.
And how many are you aiming for this year?
So we need a minimum of 300.
Okay.
Judging by the pile that I've seen that has started to accumulate, I'm very hopeful that we're going to be successful.
So how does it work then? You have the aforementioned shoebox here. It's nicely wrapped in some snowflakey Christmassy paper.
And
there's stuff inside. Tell us about the stuff.
So what we've got, so it's a bit like a... What do you call them? A stocking, a Christmas stocking, bit in a box, which is ultimately a bit more practical for storing things. I've brought one in. It's not great for radio.
No, but, it is good. Just say what's in there.
So you've got
a chocolate orange. That looks
chocolate
like
orange.
Soap.
I promise not to eat that. We've got some soap. We've got a flannel. Got a comb. Got some practical things. Got a toothbrush and some toothpaste. And some very appropriate kind of wintery stuff. I've got a hat and some socks and some gloves.
That's useful. And a little knitted doll sitting up corner as well.
Yeah, so really handy for anyone that has a small child, or actually anyone that's kind of struggling to, you know, provide a little gift for somebody in their care or in their family.
And how do the things end up in the box? Do people, when you're looking for donations, are you literally looking for the box with stuff in?
So people usually come to us, they'll wrap a box up in some very pretty paper and they'll bring it to us completely assembled. But, you know, if you don't have a shoebox, that's absolutely fine. You know, bring it in a bag. We can wrap them up and we'll make them look pretty.
Yeah. Shoebox is an interesting one. I'm trying to remember what happened when I last bought a pair of shoes, which I don't do too often. Largely because there's not enough space given all the shoes Mrs. Clover has. But they don't always issue you with a shoebox these days.
Yeah.
But I guess it doesn't have to be a shoebox, just shoebox sized.
Yeah, or in a bag. I mean, we have, because we keep some of the shoeboxes from previous years, so we have a good amount of them.
Okay, a good supply should they be needed. And this year, I think you're working as well with the CAMHS Youth Panel.
We are. So they host a Winter Wonderland event for children from families facing financial hardship.
OK, Okay. Now, I'm thinking there's going to be a timeline involved in all of this because you need to get the shoeboxes in, but then you need to get them out again. So what's the first deadline, if you like? I guess the ultimate deadline is December the 25th.
Yes.
But the one for getting the boxes in.
I think we're hoping to start getting them out for about the 18th, maybe call it the 15th of December.
Okay.
Because what we start doing in the schemes, in the supported schemes, is we like to have a Christmas dinner before Christmas for all of the residents.
Oh, so that's a nice thing to sort of do and hand them out during that and hopefully smiles on their faces.
Yeah, and I'm really lucky to kind of be part of organising those Christmas dinners so I get to see the boxes go out.
Oh, that's really good.
So we're hoping we'll start kind of circulating.
Do you get any trading once people have opened them? You know, like, you know, swapping a milk chocolate orange for a plain chocolate orange soap for a comb or whatever.
So I've got a little thing that I do at the scheme that I work at, and I've created a swap box. So is if you go into your box and there's something in there that, you know, it's not something you really need, is you put it in the box and then you go and have a little rifle through the box and swap it for something that is useful to you.
Okay, no, I like that as a plan. So if it's the 15th then or thereabouts, you need to get the items
we'd go all the way out to Christmas because we'll give them out on Christmas Day if anybody
won't turn anything away, but where do people need to bring them to?
So if you have a look on our website, there'll be a list of drop-off points. There is one in Town Centre, which will be on Russell Street, but you can also drop them off at our head office in Histon.
Okay, that sounds relatively straightforward in which case. And if people aren't sure where to go, I'm guessing you'll have a website address that people can head on to.
So it's www.chsgroup.org.uk.
Okay, no, that's really good. Thank you. Medium Hours just sent me a quick message here. CHS rocks. So obviously a fan.
We try.
Really, really good. And I'm sure that everybody would be really rather pleased to get one of those myself, if truth be told. Claudia, good to see you,
and
as
you,
always.
Julian.
Claudia McKenzie from CHS.
Cambridge 105 Radio.